I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. And my special guest is third-round draft pick Jordan Hicks from the University of Texas. Thrown into the fire last week, you recorded your first sack against Tony Romo. And I'm sure you're tired of being asked about the hit, but my question for you is, was that the biggest hit of your career?
No. I honestly didn't think it was too big of a hit. You know, I think the way he landed was just a little bit wrong, you know, and that happens in the game of football. But honestly, I think there was a play on the sideline when I came and pursued the ball on the running back, Joseph Randall, I'm pretty sure it was. And I think that was a bigger hit. So
during the course of the game, Kiko Alonso comes out injured, Michael Kendricks gets injured. Mm-hmm. Does the anxiety start building within you knowing I'm going to have to go in there and play?
It's excitement. You know, it's what you've worked for. You prepare like you're going to play. And then when your number's called, you actually get the chance to go out there. You know, my mindset was just have fun. You know, you're getting thrown in there, yes, but at the same time, you've worked this entire offseason. You know, you're here for a reason. And, you know, I truly believe that. I truly believe I'm here for a reason. And, you know, that's just the way it happens. It's the game of football. People go down, and when your number's called, you got to be ready.
So this Sunday, you'll probably have more playing time against the New York Jets. When you sit at night and you kind of daydream a little bit about the game, what's the type of play that you envision making?
Yeah, man, it's for me, it's reading the line and reading the run play. It's a run play. And it's just seeing the back and being able to mirror the back and, you know, meeting in the hole and you know, pushing that, you know, getting a good, solid hit on that running back, you know, pushing him back and getting up excited.
It's not an interception. It's just a nice big play against Chris Ivory.
Just a clean play. You know, I love the flow of football. You know, being a linebacker, my position. You know, you got to understand the flow and how the offense works. And you know, when something works out clean, it's a good feeling. Obviously, you want to get the sack, you want to make the big play, but you know, those clean plays are what I love.
So you have D'Amico Ryans helping you out. He's been called by Chip Kelly as the Mufasa of the Eagles defense.
Yep.
So there's been some comparisons between you and him. Does that make you Simba?
You know, honestly, I've gotten that a couple times.
Really?
Bo Allen is actually the one who's kind of pushing it a little bit, nickname, but it hasn't stuck yet.
So you grew up in a lot of different places. I believe you were born in Colorado. You lived in Indiana, mm-hmm. South Carolina, mm-hmm. Ohio as well.
Yeah.
What made you want to go to Texas to play for the Longhorns?
I think that's what you just said. You know, I've become so accustomed to change.
But how does Texas come into the mix?
Texas, you name a bigger school in the South. You know, it's the University of Texas. There's so much prestige. There's, you know, so much tradition. School, the university, you know, the city of Austin. You know, everything there is growing. You know, and it's, you know, there's not very, you know, there's not a lot of colleges out there that are in a location like that with that type of prestige. And, you know, so for me, it was just the whole package, you know, football, obviously, but everything that came with it.
Tough to watch the team nowadays?
It's tough. I have a lot of faith in Coach Strong. You know, he is a great coach. You know, and if there's anybody who's going to get it back on track, it's him.
Jordan Hicks, our guest this week on Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. Best of luck down the line, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.